Joining us by telephone is Stevens Point's District Administrator, Dr. Attila Wenninger. First of all, you've had a couple of different things happen in the school district, one a little over a month ago involving all the schools. It started with a rumor at Spash. Yesterday, something at the elementary level in Roosevelt School at Plover was far different, wasn't it?
What we did, Larry, was we put a police officer in every building for the remainder of that week because of a rumor that went around Spash. So it started at Spash, but in order to calm everybody down and ensure safety, given the most recent tragedy in Connecticut, we felt it important to make it district-wide, but the actual rumor was at Spash.
In this case, though, it's a much different scenario, isn't it?
That's correct.
What exactly happened at Roosevelt yesterday?
Well, what happened was we had an educational assistant who was out on the playground during lunch recess, and she overheard on a radio walkie-talkie transmission, because they carry those things, and you know those bands pick up different people who can get on them, that somebody made a comment, and they think this is what the comment was. The kids are all on the playground. It may be time to shake things up. So she then reported that immediately to the principal, and the principal then immediately began to put into steps to ensure the safety of the kids and the staff and any visitors in the building.
Sounds like it's a case of where you really don't know what the issue is, so play it safe.
Exactly. We don't know where the transmission came from, who made it, what the purpose of it was, and if we erred, I don't think we erred, but if we erred, we erred on the side of safety and caution and trying to ensure that everybody knew that we were taking those precautions.
Once you had this happen, I understand it was around the noon hour?
Yeah, it was, I think, between 12 and 1, Larry.
Okay. And once something like this happens, you get all the kids safely back into the building. What is the next thing you do as far as keeping the kids safe, getting back to normal, any notification of police or parents?
Yeah, what happened was Rob Greenwood drafted a letter to go to parents. He typically, our protocol is he forwards that letter to Mary Jo Lechner, the director of elementary ed, who is his direct supervisor, and me. And now that Sarah O'Donnell is with us as our part-time PR person, she'll get a copy of that sort of thing as well. We edited it, sent it back to him. He then posted it on the Roadrunner, which is the Roosevelt mascot's email to parents, and a copy of it will be sent home today with kids. They didn't have enough time to do the kid part yesterday, but they knew they needed to get the message out. Another thing is that I've sent the letter to principals throughout the district to make them aware of it, and I'm notifying the board of the situation as well, so it is aware. The Plover Police Department has been nothing short of stellar in terms of working with Rob. Immediately, all of the doors around the school were locked, the exterior doors, and they had somebody man the front door, so not anybody could just get in, but somebody had to be let in. I want to emphasize, Larry, that the school, Roosevelt School, nor any school in the district was never on lockdown. What Roosevelt did was simply lock all of its exterior doors, including the front door. Inside, school went on as usual. Today, the same scenario took place, and they had inside recess rather than outside recess, and school functioned as normal. As you would suspect, once the Roadrunner email went out, we had a number of parents who felt that they should keep their students home from school today. We don't know that number yet. I've asked Rob for that number. And, you know, parents have a right to do that if that makes them feel comfortable. And we're probably going to post something on our website today as well, just indicating what the situation was and what the steps the district took.
I do know one of those parents over at Roosevelt, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, but in my discussion with her, she was wondering, you know, why it took that long to find out something happened, and I told her if a situation happens, whether it's a minor thing or a major thing, The last thing the school and the police need is hundreds of parents flooding the school, making it worse.
Larry, was her point that she didn't get notified until the email went out?
That's correct.
Yeah, you know, while everybody believes that we have great communication, and we meaning society, we do, but, you know, the number one thing is to ensure the safety and the orderliness of the kids and the staff inside that school. And yes, we obviously want to notify parents as quickly as possible, but quite frankly, our main concern are the kids and the staff inside that building at that moment. And you know, you also have to take time drafting and crafting a letter that is accurate, that is informative, and that doesn't lead people to make interpretations and assumptions that aren't there. And that's very, very hard to do. We know that right now this whole thing is on Facebook, and, you know, that's causing some issues as well, because it's the telephone game of, you know, people say one thing and then somebody says another, and by the time the 10th, 15th, 20th person says it, it doesn't look anything like the original transmission.
It's much like one of those old school experiments we did in the English class.
Correct. As an old English teacher, I can tell you that, you know, that's a pretty powerful example to show kids that if you're going to engage in conversation and repeat what people have said or repeat what you think happened, you should be darn sure that your facts are straight and that you don't use overly descriptive words that may lead people to a different conclusion.
Bottom line, though, is it was a precautionary move at a recess because the transmission could not be identified or its purpose. Everybody is fine and safe, and it was not a lockdown situation, but pretty much usual precautions plus a little extra on the front door.
That is exactly right.
District Administrator Dr. Attila Wenninger from Stevens Point. Thank you.